I feel like the Lord's been dealing with me a little bit about what I wrote on the board, a teachable spirit. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and I've been thinking about it for some time. The Lord has so many good things to teach us. And there are so many good paths of life that the Lord wants us to have and wants to bless us with, but it really don't come to everyone. He wants to teach us so many good paths, yea, every good path. I believe that this morning. The Lord wants us to learn of Him, and He has a lot of things for us to learn. But I will tell you, we have to have a spirit that's open to the Lord. We have to have a spirit that wants to hear what we need to hear before we can really learn. In Luke 11 and 29, we've all heard this many times, most of us. Matthew 11 and 29, I'm sorry. Jesus says, "Come unto me." Well, He says, "Take my yoke upon you." I'm sorry. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." You know, the Lord wants us to find some things in life. He wants us to find some rest in our soul. He wants us to find the keys of life that really mean something, that matter in our lives. He says here, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." I looked up "learn" in Webster's, and it says to gain knowledge thereof, to acquire knowledge or ideas of something before unknown. We learn the use of letters, the meaning of words, and the principles of science. We learn by instruction, by study, and by experience and observation. It is much easier to learn what is right than to unlearn what is wrong. That's Webster's on learn. You know, to acquire knowledge or ideas of something before unknown. You know, the Lord wants us to learn things today. Do we ever get too old to learn? Or do we ever get too knowledgeable to learn? I don't believe so. My dad was a skilled carpenter. But he told me, he said, "I learn something new every day." He had a mind about his carpentry work that he wanted to learn. And he did. You know, this morning, we want to learn the valuable lessons of life. God has the answers. I believe all of us will accept that. God has the answers for us this morning. The answers to life is not a problem of God not having the answers. It's a problem of us receiving those things from the Lord. And so the Lord said, "Take my yoke upon you." The verse before says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." You know, the Lord, He says something there right off. The attitude that we go into things with really matters. He said, "I'm meek and lowly in heart." You want to learn from me, you're going to have to be meek and lowly in heart. You're going to have to want to hear. You're going to have to be willing to hear. You're going to have to be willing to take what I say. That's what I believe the Lord would say to us this morning. He wants us to learn. But you know, the definition went on to say, we learn things by instruction, by study, and by experience and observation. You know, I think so many times, I look at people. People are smart. God made people that way. It's amazing the talent and the understanding people will have of things. And people will apply themselves to some science or to their job, and they will learn that well. And they will do things that is just, it's an amazing thing. But you know, God wants to teach us the things that really matter in life. He wants to teach us how to get to heaven. He wants to teach us how to have rest to our souls. The Lord wants to teach us that this morning. He wants to teach us the ways of the Lord. You know, we have to have a teachable spirit to get the ways of the Lord. We can have a resistance to the things of God. We can have a resistance to the things that His Word teaches. And many people do have some resistance somewhere along the way. And so they don't learn in those areas. You know, the Lord wants us to just have a spirit that says, Lord, teach me your ways and show me your paths. I look at David and I read his writings, and all through the things David wrote. I love to see the Psalms that it says a Psalm of David, because you hear a special thirsting and a special hunger in his writings for the things of God. You hear a specialness in that way. You know, this morning, the things that we are going to learn in life, there are many things we need to know. Men, we need to know how to do our job well on the job. We study, don't we? We learn. Our men are good at what they do. We know that because they always rise to the top. They're men of skill and understanding, willing to take the load, willing to do. It's the way I believe Christianity just makes people more responsible. They take on the challenge. They try to do their best. That works. You know, to our homemakers, our mothers, you know, we have to want to know. Lord, I want to know how to do my job well. In every hand, on every hand, I want to know how to do it well. And so we get a teachable spirit. Lord, show me how to do my job well. You know, we in the things of the Lord, we believe that there has been the truth, in almost completely, we believe that we have had a lot revealed to us. We know that. I believe personally the Lord will always reveal more to us. But I want to tell you something. There are truths of the Lord. You know, He wants us to embrace those things, to have a teachable spirit. Lord, show me your paths and teach me your ways. Because sometimes we can be born and raised here and feel like we know so much and not really have a teachable spirit. And you know, the Lord wants us to have a teachable spirit too. We have a lot to know. We have a lot to understand. I believe we can learn something practically every day that will change us, change our perception of some things. As we go along, it will fine-tune and help us to understand better the ways that the Lord operates. But we have to have an openness, a mind that, as we read about in Webster's here, a mind to study, a mind to learn by instruction and by study, by experience and by observation. Many times we can go on through life and never learn the things the Lord wants us to learn. One place the Lord Himself, He said, seeing you see, but you don't perceive. Or that may have been the Old Testament scripture on that. But the Lord used that scripture. And you know, the Lord wants us to see and understand. And the reason the people did not have is because their hearts were set in their own ways. They had their own thoughts. They had their own, and so they weren't searching after God. This morning, the Lord wants us to have a heart that searches after God. Lord, teach me your ways and show me your paths. I've lived this way a little while. And you know, I feel like I've learned a lot. But I feel like I've got so much more to know. So much more to learn. You know, this morning, we'd all have so much more to learn. When we see God face to face, we're going to feel like our understanding was very small, I believe. And the Lord wants to continually impart to us more and more of the things of life. More how to conduct ourselves, how to get along, how to be with one another, how to have good relationships. Because I will tell you, if the Lord don't help us to have have a way to deal with people where we can get a hold of their heartstrings. The Lord says, give me your heart. Why does He say, give me your heart? Because He wants to teach us things. If our heart isn't the Lord's, you know, we won't understand. We won't hear. But when somebody has someone else's heart, you know, they can teach them things. The Lord wants us to learn how to get someone else's heart. By truth, by righteousness, by love, by kindness, by kind words. The Lord wants us to learn those things. And so He wants to teach us. But you know, if we have a heart to understand, I believe He'll teach us things all the time. All the time He'll be teaching us things, and we'll be looking, I never saw that. I never knew. I'm not talking about new truth that the Lord has already revealed truth. I'm talking about more to us personally. More understanding of His ways. Things that we stand in danger of losing if we do not keep a teachable spirit and understanding the ways of the Lord. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. It says here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen to this scripture. Paul was telling Timothy, a young minister, Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God. Put some effort into it, Timothy. He says here, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, so that your work don't come to naught. So that later you're not ashamed. Later it comes to nothing. Have you ever seen somebody do something? And I've been on the beach before. And build a big sandcastle and all those things. And it's beautiful. But a wave comes along and it's gone. It was just a little bit of nothing. You know, the Lord wants us that the things that we build in our lives don't get just washed away. I've seen it get washed away before. I've seen people build their life in such a way that there wasn't a wave come along and it was all gone. And what happened? It came to nothing. This morning, the Lord wants us to be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, understanding some things. I thought about the scripture that says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. You know, I've thought of that scripture many times. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that hath it. You know, this morning, I think back about school or working with the children there. And I've seen children that are just frustrated with what they're doing. Time after time they try to do these problems and it doesn't add up and it doesn't come out right. And they struggle with that and there's something they don't understand. And you know, sometimes I sit down and it's real hard to do because they're frustrated and they don't feel like they can do it. And it's like, I don't want to deal with this. Just help me get this problem done. I don't want to take time. But you know, if you'll take time and stop until they understand, from then on, that's no problem. And it may take a couple of times doing that. But you know, it's no problem once they understand. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that hath it. This morning, the Lord wants us to have some understanding. He wants us to understand where is every good path. The things that make men at the end of their time ready to meet God. The things that make men and women good parents, good husbands, good wives, good workers, good bosses. You know, the Lord wants us to understand those things. Understanding sometimes diffuses a whole lot of heat and problems that's there just by a little understanding. Somebody just quits talking so roughly. and things change. How could it be so small? Sometimes it is. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that hath it. You know, this morning the Lord longs to teach us those values of his wisdom and his ways. But he's looking for people that have an open heart, a teachable spirit, and long for the words of the Lord. Lord, teach me your ways. I don't ask you to verify who I am or what I'm doing. Show me what I'm doing and teach me what you want me to do. And you know, I believe then the Lord can begin to work with us. The scripture in Proverbs 1 and 5 says, let me turn to that. Proverbs 1 and 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Now, who needs to hear? Who needs to hear? The fool, the one that don't understand, or the wise man? It says here, the wise man will hear. We all need to hear, don't we? We never get past this. We never get past it. Lord, I want instructed. I want to know your ways. The wise man will hear and will increase learning. That's a character trait of wise people. You know, this morning, we need that in our life. But not everybody's this way. Some people say, I don't want to hear. I've had them say that. And I knew they needed to hear. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. You know, the Lord puts teachers in our life. His Word, His Spirit, other people. The Lord puts all kinds of teachers in our life. Our children are our teachers. Our spouse. The guy at work that's not very nice. He's our teacher. And he'll teach us some things about ourselves. He'll teach us some things that we ought to be doing. If we'll allow the Lord, he'll use it for that. It says in one place, well, two verses down, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's the plain words of the Lord. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, I want to, I'm thinking about Ecclesiastes 4. And I want to look at the negative side of this a little bit this morning. Four and 13. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. You know that, for out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. Now I want us to consider a couple of things here. It says admonished. Admonished means reproved, advised, warned, instructed. And the scripture says that a poor and a wise child is better than an old and foolish king who will no more, who will not be admonished, not be reproved anymore. He won't be instructed anymore. What is a king? He's someone that has ruled, someone that has lived life. An old, it says, and foolish king that will no longer be reproved. You know, the Lord wants us to never get beyond that he wants to reprove us. That he wants to send our teachers and our reprovers along. And those that would help us. It says, he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. What is poor? They don't have much, do they? There's a lot of things we can be poor in. Our family can be poor. We can be poor in money. We can be poor in godliness and not have much of those things. It says that someone that cannot be reproved, an old and foolish king that can no longer listen. You know, that's something for us to listen to. The Lord wants us to listen all of our life. He wants us to always be one. If we have authority, as this man had, if we have authority in our home, if we have authority on the job, you know, the Lord wants us to hear. He wants us to hear reproof. He wants us to be instructed. I think sometimes we study so well on our jobs and we learn so well, but for some reason, when it comes to being a good spouse, a good father or mother, for some reason we think we already know it. And we don't need to be instructed. You know, we need to be instructed there too. We need real bad to be instructed there. And I really believe that many times we don't. We don't seek out, Lord, teach me what works here. Teach me how to make my husband, my wife, a happy person. Teach me how. Instruct me. Let me learn. Let me set myself in a way that I learn how to become that kind of person. You know, that's something important to us, isn't it? We learn everything else. Why do we feel like that's off limits? I feel like many times because we are raised in the truth, because we believe that, we love that, when it comes to spiritual things or other things, sometimes we don't have enough of a teachable spirit. The Lord wants us to open up our heart. Lord, I know I've been saved for 20 years or however long. I'm not thinking of anybody. I know I've been saved for all this time. But teach me how to become a better husband. Teach me how to become a better wife. Teach me how to make my spouse happy. Teach me how. Help me not to be like an old and foolish king that cannot be reproved. No, this is me and you can't reprove me. This is who I am. I am the king. I am the one. Listen, I don't care which side of the fence we're on. In any place of life, open up our heart and be taught. And I will tell you what it says here about he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. What I believe is the one that's born in the kingdom, the one that's born under the realm, I'll say, of those that do opposite of this and that love admonishment and love to learn and try to learn, they become rich. There's so many things handed to them. What is there in a home what is there in a life that you could buy that would outpace peace and happiness and joy and love and tenderness? And knowing all of that, what is there you could buy? There is nothing you could buy. It's not a close account. But the Lord wants to give us some of those things. It comes to people that have a teachable, hungry spirit. Lord, teach me your ways and show me your paths. And lead me in the way of life everlasting. And help me not to be unteachable. You know, Proverbs 26 and 12, it says here, "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him." I want us to let this verse sink down in our hearts today. I know we have a lot of people here that love the Lord and do well. But you know, these things are good for us to remember. Anyway, it says, "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him." You know, the Lord wants us to have a real teachable disposition. Strong says a fool is, this is just part of it, it says properly fat, that is figuratively stupid or silly. Foolish. And Webster says a fool is one who is destitute of reason or the common powers of understanding. And it goes on. Another part of it says, in Scripture, fool is often used for a wicked or depraved person, one who acts contrary to sound wisdom in his moral deportment. One who follows his own inclinations, who prefers trifling and temporary pleasures to the services of God and eternal happiness. You know, I don't want to be a fool. God help us to be wise in our life. There's a story, and I'm going to read this one story in 1 Kings 12. We see where that Solomon passed off the scene and his son took his place. Who was he, children? Who was Solomon's son? Rehoboam. And Rehoboam wanted to know, how shall I do? Now I'm the king now. How shall I treat the people? And how shall I run the kingdom? And so he went and this starts in the 12th chapter, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd verse. And it says that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now see, Solomon had departed from wisdom. And it says, now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And it says, the king Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. This is what the old men told Rehoboam. They said, Rehoboam, if you'll be a servant to this people, and if you'll treat them good, they'll be a servant to you. And you'll have peace in your kingdom, in other words. But it says, and they spake unto him, let's see, in verse 8 says, but he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, I wonder why Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men. Why did he do that?
Disrespect?
Foolish. His own lusts. His flesh. He wanted to be on top of everybody else, didn't he? And they said, Rehoboam, if you'll just serve them, they'll serve you. You know, sometimes he didn't want to serve, did he? He didn't want to serve. He wanted to be served. You know, this morning, sometimes we might be like that if we really woke up to it in our own home or on our job. And it doesn't work well. And the old men told him that. But he forsook the counsel. And it says, then he went to the young folks that had grown up with him, and they had these ambitions too. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou say, speak unto this people that speak unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter upon us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. You think my father was bad? See this little finger? It's going to be thicker than his loins were. That's the comparison of what I'm going to be to what my father was. This is what Rehoboam was telling these people. They were telling him right now. And now, whereas my father did laid you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father hath chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. How foolish could you be? So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him. You know, God put Rehoboam in this place, didn't he? Rehoboam was not out of his place. God put him here. But he forsook the counsel God set up for him. He forsook what the Lord had for him. And it says, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wow. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his sayings, saying which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. Now, so the kingdom was split right there. And we see that Rehoboam lost those 10 tribes because of his actions that he had. And God sent him counsel and tried to tell him otherwise. You know, this morning God will send us counsel. You want to hear the words of truth? God will send you words of truth. God will speak words of truth. He will try to lead us in the paths that we should go. But many times we see with our eyes and we hear with our ears, but we don't understand. Because this man had another thing in his mind. And that was that he wanted the flesh to rule. He didn't want to be a servant. He didn't want to be kind and gentle. He didn't want God's ways. He wanted his way. You know, this morning, the Lord's ways are so good. They bring so much good to people. If everybody followed the ways of the Lord, do you know what our lives could be like? I believe that. And many here are blessed by the things of the Lord. Let's don't stop with what He blesses us with. A teachable spirit. Lord, open my heart and show me your ways. And teach me your paths. And lead me in the way of understanding. I don't want my heart to wax gross. And that's what was said in Acts there. Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. They're blinded by something self-centered. That's what they're blinded by. And you know, this morning, we can be blinded too. And it's usually something self-centered that blinds us. And so for us to have a teachable spirit, we have to be willing for self to be walked on. We have to be willing for the Lord to begin to damage self, because it has to die. Self does. In order for us to have the blessings that the Lord wants to give. The scripture says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now another scripture says the promotion. What's the scripture? The promotion of fools is no, maybe somebody can find that for me. I know that scripture well, but it's not coming to me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, this morning, the Lord, I believe that as we take His way and we allow Him and fear Him and take His ways, the things He'll bring into our life are good things. He'll help us in our life. He'll help us understand Him better. The questions we have will be answered through the years. You know, but fools, I believe that their promotion is not something good. Does anybody have that?
Proverbs
That's it. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Now, what is a promotion? What is a promotion? It's something you're moved up to. It's the next step, isn't it? And so it says shame will be the next step for fools. Shame is the promotion of fools. Don't be a fool in your life. Don't be what God calls a fool. Let the Lord teach us. The wise shall inherit glory. Now, we're not real used to that word glory in our common language of today. But you know, the wise is going to inherit things that bless. Things that, you can look that word up. I've looked it up several times. But the wise will inherit good things. But shame is the promotion of fools. Now, I want to say something here this morning. It is good for us to know these things. I remember days in my life when the enemy tempted me to just go another way. Just don't pay the price. But I knew the scripture enough that I knew that it said shame was the promotion of fools. Those that despise the ways of God. I knew what it said about those things, and I believed it. You know, sometimes for us to understand and us to know is valuable this morning. In 1 Samuel 15 and 23, it says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." You know, sometimes we can just be stubborn, can't we? I'm not trying to throw things at us this morning. But I will tell you something. We are people and we have to watch ourselves. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Don't refuse to hear. Listen up. Listen up. Lord, teach me. Lord, I want to know. You've got wisdom that I never thought of. Your wisdom is so much higher than mine that it's as high as the heavens are above the earth. And your thoughts, they're way up there. I can't attain to them. Show me your ways and teach me your paths. Stubbornness, it says, is as iniquity and idolatry. You know, Clark says, as rebellion comes from stubbornness. You know, stubbornness is just a refusal, sticking in our own way. In the Bible, there's a curse on that thing. It destroys us. I want to read a little bit more. Proverbs 4 and 3. Read some scripture here. Proverbs 4 and 3. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, "Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." You know, I believe that the Lord tries to teach all of us wisdom and understanding. He wants us to have it. But many times we don't get all of it. Not because He doesn't give it to us, but because we don't hear with our heart. Or we don't pick up, or we have our own mind about things, and we don't allow Him to impress His wisdom upon us. "Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. And she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened." You know, this morning, it says here, "With all thy getting, get understanding." That comes, I believe it comes to everybody, a lot of it. But it lodges in the heart of a teachable heart that longs and reaches out for it. God wants to give it to us this morning. I just want to challenge us this morning. Ask Him for what is the wise way. I don't want my promotion to be shame. When I'm all done, I'm all down in my life a ways, and my promotion is shame. That's the next step. You know, this morning the Lord wants to give us peace. He wants to give us life in our hearts, in our lives, in our families, in our relationships, in our congregation. It will only happen as we individually allow God to put those things into our life. I don't believe this is something that we cannot attain to. God wants to give us wisdom. He wants to give us understanding. He wants to give us life. When we get on down the road a little bit, He wants the fruit to be there in those areas that we've been cultivating, we've been working with. And it takes work. It takes a ear that hears. It takes a spirit that is open to the things of the Lord, no matter where they come from. Many times the things that the Lord works with are things that damage our spirit. They damage who we think we are. Do they damage us permanently? No, but they hurt, don't they? But if we are exercised by those things, if we allow the chastening of the Lord, if we allow His work in our life and those goads that He puts in our life, if we allow them to work and we're exercised by them, oh, we will be blessed by those things. We will be blessed by all of those things. And that's what I believe God wants to do. In Proverbs 25 and 12, it says, "As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear." I want to say that again in case we missed what it said. This is Old Testament, and it makes plain in the New Testament it's not going to be this way for jewelry. But it says, "As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear." Not only beautiful, but valuable. You know, a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. The wisest reprover on earth could tell us what we need to know. And if we don't have an obedient ear, we won't hear it. It'll go right over our head. And for proof of that, you look at the teachings of Jesus, the wisest man that ever lived, the one that had all the words of eternal life, that could see into the heart. And He spoke to people, and they didn't hear Him. They heard His words, but they didn't lodge. And so they didn't have an obedient ear. This morning, Lord, give us an obedient ear and teach us how to be completely instructed and to abound in the things of the Lord. Oh, how He wants us to abound in our lives. You believe this morning? I know it to be so. God wants us to abound in our lives. Now, that don't mean anything. That don't mean we won't face things. But He wants us to abound in our lives. He really does. And He's going to send wise reprovers. This right here is a wise reprover. This Word of God. It's a wise reprover. He's going to send it to us. Are we going to have an obedient ear? What's going to be our promotion? What's going to be our next step? Where are we going to be? It's going to be determined by whether we have an obedient ear or not. Are we going to be able to settle in, work through the things that we need to work through? I think about young people when they get married. They got a lot to work through. They're two different people. All of us do. All of us have, haven't we? You know, I think about all the different cases of life. Oh, how God wants to bless those places. And how He will send His wise reproof. And how He will speak to our hearts. But what will be our response to it? Amen.